would you describe the effort of the defense and what the Saints were able to do, you guys?
The effort was there. I mean, we just, again, didn't tackle well, couldn't stop the run. And against a team like that with Drew Brees at the helm, they're going to put up points like they did. So, I mean, I don't have no answer for you as far as what we can do. I mean, we just got to continue to work and just get back to the basics of, you know, every man being in their gap and making the play when they can, and guys rallying to it and knocking guys back and being consistent with it.
How concerning is it for this to go back to back?
Yeah, you don't want to start creating bad habits or start doubting yourself, and that's what happens when games like this kind of go back to back and you start seeing a routine of things happening. So we just got to be professionals, look at the tape and correct it, and have a better just total effort defense in the next game. I mean, that's the only way. You just got to make the play. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
What is the emotional and mental state of this team right now?
We lost the last two games, got whooped physically. So, I mean, I guess guys are disappointed, frustrated. But at the same time, you can't let that affect you day to day. So you have to get over it and move forward and just come out with better energy and focus for four quarters.
When you see 300 yards given up on the ground as a defensive player, what does that do into your pride, actually?
I mean, it's just frustrating. I mean, this is a physical game. It's a man whoop a man type of game, and they whooped us, and that's the second time we've taken a butt whooping in a row. And you know, as a former defensive lineman and front seven member, it's just ridiculous. It's uncalled, and we have to do better up front if we ever want to have a chance of winning another game.
What were they doing that made it tough to stop a run tonight?
I mean, they have a lot of window dressing and tempo. We prepare for it and do it. At the end of the day, we have to be in our gaps and get a guy down on the ground. Simple as that. I mean, but you know, Ingram and Kamara are two good backs, and they outperformed us today.